The city of Homer has joined a growing list of American cities to ban the use of plastic shopping bags. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
San Francisco and Seattle have taken measures to ban the use of disposable plastic shopping bags. And in May, Los Angeles became the largest American city to do so. Closer to home, the city of Bethel banned them in 2009 after dealing for years with windblown bags scattered across the tundra near the city landfill. And now, after a 4-2 vote by the Homer City Council Monday night, you can add the city of Homer to that list.
That brings us to B, Ordinance 1236, an ordinance of the Homer City Council, Lewis Burgess.
The vote did not come without some consternation about the ordinance, which prevents sellers from, quote, providing customers with disposable plastic shopping bags. A handful of citizens turned out to Monday night's council meeting to argue for and against the proposed ordinance. Councilmember Beau Burgess is one of the ordinance's sponsors, along with David Lewis. He moved to make an exception for business owners who would be stuck with a large back supply of bags when the new law goes into effect January 1st. After January 1st, businesses must prove to the city that any bags left in their stock were purchased before the date of enactment. An amendment by Lewis to fine violators $50 per day was voted down by Mayor Jim Hornaday after a 3-3 vote, as was a suggestion by Councilmember Barbara Howard to have no fine at all. As it stands, the law reads that the penalty, quote, shall be a fine of $50. Perhaps the biggest question about the new ordinance was raised by Councilmember Howard. How does the city of Homer plan to enforce it?
I once again say if we cannot enforce, have no intention of enforcing, or just randomly enforcing, this is bad public policy.
Councilmember Beth Wythe joined Howard in voting against the plastic bag ban.
I just don't feel that it is the place of the City Council of Homer to be organizing or directing the ethics or the values of individuals in this manner.
Lewis called the plastic bag ban, quote, a very small step and a very long journey.
You know, and I am mixed on it. I try, you know, I do my best not to use them. I've walked out with my coat, you know, filled with stuff at checkouts. I try and remember to bring the bags.
But he feels like the bag ban is, quote, something I just have to do. Burgess jumped in, imploring his fellow council members to, quote, grow some cojones and pass the ordinance.
This will draw tourists. The very people who come here and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on Shorebird, those are the kinds of people who support plastic bag bans.
That would be 4 yes and 2 no.
Motion passes.
Again, Homer's ban on plastic grocery bags will go into effect January 1st. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.